Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. Our 8 o'clock hour. We got a lot of ground to cover. Before I go to Gary Myers, I want to update you on what I said at the beginning of the show because I have not yet gotten the responses I need to be able to plan the immediate future of sports talk in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
I am at the Epic Sports Bar in South Philadelphia, Chickies and Pete's, Saturday night. Three professional Philadelphia sports events are going on simultaneously. Phillies, Flyers, Sixers. You get to see them all. They are on 30 monitors, all overwhelming you in the building. I got a big bucket of red mussels in front of me with the bread and the dipping. Oh,
beautiful.
So good. And I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, nobody was reacting to anything. This is in a building. When there's an Eagles game, it's electric. What is going on? Please give me your current thoughts 14 months after the pandemic started on whether you have lost any interest in the Sixers, the Flyers, the Phillies. We know you haven't in the Eagles because it's the NFL.
Yes.
And we also established the number one sports events this week in Philadelphia, if not all of America, will be the release of a schedule on Wednesday night.
Where are you going to go?
And a man who knows more football than all of us put together from New York by way of all these great books that he has written now. Rhea, how about them Cowboys?
How about that Cowboys?
That's his latest one.
Brady versus Manning, The Catch. He also does the GOAT Tom Brady podcast.
The great Gary Myers. Hi, Gary.
What's going on this morning, guys?
All right, Gary, here's the thing. We got a lot of ground to cover, but I'm just going to start with this. Why, when the other sports are not gaining any traction post-pandemic, is the NFL blowing their doors off by calling out names at a draft and by releasing schedules? Gary, how would they become that big compared to the other sports?
Well, football has really just become a way of life, especially the NFL. I mean, college football is real popular, obviously, although not in New York. But people plan their whole fall around when their team is home or if they get to take any road trips. I know, you know, back in, you know, when I was traveling to Giants and Jets games, if either one of them were playing in Green Bay, as soon as the schedule came out, I had to book a hotel room, like, within 2 hours.
Wow.
Because people from all over the Midwest would be driving to Green Bay and, you know, planning long weekends based around the Packers games. It's a phenomenon. And the funny thing about tomorrow night is we already know who the Eagles are playing in all 17 games, just like we know who everybody's playing. And they make it such a big deal about this, analyzing, you know, what's the tough part of the schedule, when do they have three road games in a row. It's unbelievable. Maybe it's just as an indication that the other sports' regular seasons are so meaningless that the announcement of the order of the games is such a big deal.
You just said it, Gary, with the regular season.
Right. No, I know. But let me get to this is where I really want to take this, and I need your input on this, right? When you started, right, you were a long time ago doing football.
Mm-hmm.
Football and baseball were pretty much neck and neck, right, Gary?
Mm-hmm.
This would have been
Absolutely.
70s, somewhere around there was neck and neck. How did football go one direction, baseball go the other? Explain how that happened.
Well, I mean, with the average baseball game now taking 7 hours, you know, with all the pitching, God, I'm such a huge Mets fan, and I can't watch a whole game. It just takes too long. I think it's part that And just that each game in the NFL, because there's only been 16 and now 17 for this season, every game is so meaningful. And people, you know, Monday mornings in real football towns, the mood in the city is determined by how the team did the day before. I know the 8 years I spent in Dallas, it was crazy, Angelo, that you could really feel it in the city whether the Cowboys had won the day before. I mean, it just changed the mood of the city. And again, you know, 162 baseball games, 80 or whatever, basketball and hockey. You go on a three-game losing streak, you know, so what? Then you can go on a four-game winning streak. In football, a three-game losing streak kills the season. So I think it's the sense of urgency every weekend that has really made this popular and, you know, increased the popularity. And it's really just evident in the TV ratings and then, you know, the silly events like tomorrow night.
All right. Well, let's get to tomorrow night because it's not silly to us at all, mm-hmm. Gary. What we would like is what the Giants appear to be begging the NFL to do. The Giants have developed a deep animosity toward the Eagles. We love that. The Eagles tanked and ruined the Giants' chances for the playoffs. Then they jumped up and stole Devontae Smith. How about opening in New York, MetLife Stadium, Eagles at Giants, first game of the season? How you feeling? Good?
I love it. I love it. Let's put it on Sunday night, you know, so everybody can feel the hatred. Hopefully they'll be... Hopefully they'll be we'll be back to near 100% capacity by September. I'm not real sure, you know, to what degree, especially in the New York, New Jersey area, it's going to progress. But you know what I was really shocked about, and I'm not going to try to criticize fellow writers or media people here in New York, but if I was still writing my column for the Daily News on the evening of the first round of the draft, my column would have been that the Eagles stuck it to the Giants again. And I just didn't really sense that there was any outrage among the Giants media. Not outrage, but just any real commentary among the Giants, people covering the Giants, that here it is, they were just waiting for Devontae Smith to fall in their laps, and they 100% were going to take him. And then they let your buddy, your pal, your man headed to the Hall of Fame, Howie Roseman, of all people, outsmart them. And then the Cowboys conspired with them to let them jump over the Giants to take Devontae Smith. Why the Giants just sat there as the Heisman Trophy winner was tumbling right to them, and all they had to do was flop with the Cowboys, because I think people, once those corners went off the board, you know, Horn and Sertan, we knew the Cowboys were going to trade. We were pretty sure the Eagles wanted one of them or one of the Alabama receivers. So the Giants is just sitting there knowing there's a possibility that the Cowboys were going to trade out. Now, not necessarily to the Eagles, but to somebody that would have wanted Devontae Smith, because everybody knew the Giants wanted him. So to get him, you had to get ahead of the Giants. And they just sat there and let Howie do it.
Gary, let me offer you a theory. You wrote the book on the Cowboys. The Giants thought there was zero chance that the Cowboys would get in bed with the Eagles. They figured they were safe because they were going to get their guy if they just stuck at 11. How improbable was it that the Eagles and the Cowboys got together to screw the Giants?
Well, first of all, it didn't have to be the Eagles that did it. Like I said, you know, you had the Heisman winner, you know, falling down the board.
Right.
So anybody who wanted a receiver could have done that. The fact that it was the Eagles was a surprise, and then to Giant fans, kind of made them apoplectic. You know, I think that, you know, it's unusual for teams to trade within the division. You know, obviously it's happened. I mean, Bill Belichick thought so little of Drew Bledsoe that he traded him to the Bills, knowing he was going to have to face him twice a year. He probably liked that idea. But the Giants have made some, you know, minor draft day deals with the Cowboys. Nothing recently that I can remember, but it has happened, but it's very rare, especially in this division where there's really general, you know, realistic animosity between these teams. And you know, it was bad enough for Giant fans that the Eagles were the team to jump them. But then when the NFC East ganged up on the Giants there and took away the receiver that they wanted and forced them to trade down, you know, that made it even worse. You're right. It does add to the friction and the rivalry between the Giants and the Eagles. I mean, I always felt that the Eagles' main the team that they hated the most in the division was Dallas.
Yes.
There's been enough that's happened between the Giants and the Eagles lately to raise the level of that rivalry. But, you know, even more than what happened with Devontae Smith is what happened in the last game of the season. If you remember what Joe Judge
said.
He was right. There's no question he was right. I mean, for a team to lay down with 12 minutes to go in the season with the division title on the line, I think you owe it to the integrity of the league. You and I have talked about this before last time I was on. I think you owed it to the integrity of the league to play all out to try to win that game, and the fact that they didn't. And then, you know, the Giants would have won the division at 6-10. I mean, it was nothing that they were absolutely going to be proud right. about, but you'd rather win the division than not.
Gary, this is the last thing I need to know. The Giants fans hate the Eagles more now than they hate the Cowboys or Washington? Are we now the thing they hate the most?
I think we'll find that out when these teams play here.
Opening game.
Well, I think that would be great. I will say this, that I think historically it's been the Cowboys that the Giant fans have hated the most, only because, you know, for so many years, the Cowboys were the best team in the division. Now, that hasn't. You know, the Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl in 25 years. You know, I was trying to figure out the other day, Jerry Jones has 8 grandchildren. And I was trying to figure out the last time the Cowboys won the Super Bowl if he had any grandchildren. And I think...
That would be awesome.
I know. He's old. I really did the research on this yesterday. You know, I was wasting time doing this. But his older daughter, his daughter Charlotte, who I think is the oldest of the three, or maybe the middle child, she has a daughter, I think, who's in her late 20s. So
too bad.
She was just a baby for that last Super. How great is that? It's been a quarter of a century since the Cowboys have been in the Super Bowl.
And they're helping us. It's Gary, we love you, man. Gary Myers from New York, ladies and gentlemen. His new book is How About Them Cowboys. Gary, always a pleasure. Thanks, pal.
All right. Take care. Thanks for having me.
Here's where we are. All right. Just so you understand. Al, I'm sorry. The NFL is going to blow a great opportunity. And I want to go up there for the game. I want Nick Sirianni's debut as Eagles coach in New York against the Giants, who despise us right now. It would be so amazing, wouldn't it, Joseph?
I would absolutely love that. I'd love to go to that game. That would be great.
Don't lose the opportunity to channel all this emotion.
Why wouldn't they do it then?
Because sometimes they think it'll get unruly. They think we're hooligans.
No.
They think that, first of all, to answer the question that Gary raised about whether there'd be a full house there, Governor Murphy said yesterday he expects they will be full houses there
right.
on the first game of the new NFL season.
That's great.
I can't wait for the schedule. I was excited about them naming names, and now they're naming dates.
Now, I'm going back a long time ago, and I was a kid, but didn't the Eagles get Dick Vermeil's debut win against the Giants?
I don't have that information. It's not in Ray Dittich's
book. Were you covering them?
No, I was not covering them. Rhea, do I look that old to you?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.